Are our dreams just random images fired from an unconscious brain during sleep? Or something much more important, like life-saving inner guidance? How dreams can be healing and early warning tools for disease, financial crisis, or success? And love is still one of the behavioral science's greatest unanswered questions. Hello, I'm your host, author Kat O'Keefe Canavis. Welcome to Dreaming Healing, where dreams and cutting-edge scientific research meet on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Dreaming Healing is every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, when you can call in and ask Kat questions about your amazing dreams. Talk on air. Call toll-free 833-220-1200. That's 833-220-1200. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Good evening, everyone. I'm so glad you're here. This show is live video. This is a live show tonight. So if you're only listening and you want to watch, you can go to my website, thequeenofdreams.com. Just type that up in the search bar, or www.kathleenokeefcanavas.com. And up in the right-hand corner of my website, you'll see some buttons, and one of them will say Dream Vision 7 Radio. Click that button and it will take you to my radio show page. And right there are all the directions for watching. It'll say YouTube, or you can click right next to our guest's poster tonight. You'll see a little computer. Click that and you can watch us live. Our guest tonight is a real treat. James Redfield is author of the New York Times bestseller, The Celestine Prophecies. And he says, something really beautiful is happening. The world is moving from receiving spiritual insights to living in the consciousness of our lives. And I know it to be true, especially with all the dreams people are sending me about COVID-19. I mean, we are living in the consciousness of our lives right now. And James is gonna be here to talk with us about just that. But first, that's right, we have to do our meditation. We've gotta clean all the negativity out of ourselves so we can suck in all of the information James is gonna share with us. And for those of you who want to call in live, go to my website that I was telling you about on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. The call-in information is right there. Get on the phone, give us a call, and we'd love to hear your questions. So during this meditation, what I want you to do is imagine using something small but powerful, maybe something that was given to you in a dream by your guardian angels, your spirit guides, or even a loved one in a visitation dream. It can be a piece of jewelry. It can be an amulet. It can be your favorite flower. It can be anything that you want, a crystal, a stone, jewelry, whatever it is. Doesn't matter. It's going to be your power jewel. So if you're driving right now and listening to us on the radio, which I know many of you are, don't close your eyes, okay? Keep your eyes open. It's still going to work. Sit comfortably. What we're going to do is take in three deep breaths. We're going to hold them while anything that is not of our highest and best is captured in that breath of life. And then we're going to blow it out across the room into the purple flame of Saint Germain, where it will be converted into beautiful golden light and returned to the universe. So we're not going to be littering. All right. And then we're going to surround ourselves and create a mirrored bubble using our power gift. So sit comfortably, take in a deep breath, all the way in, fill your lungs up. Now blow it across the room, right into that purple flame of Saint Germain. Again, deep breath in. Imagine any teeny tiny specks of negativity, something someone said to you, something you did, saw, heard, getting stuck in that breath of life. Blow it out all the way across the room. One more time. Deep breath in. Let it, your lungs completely fill up. Any stubborn negativity, sucked in there. Blow it out across the room. right into the purple flame of Saint Germain. You see it exploding into beautiful golden light. Take your power gift. Surround yourself, creating a mirrored bubble that only allows that which is of the highest and best to penetrate that bubble when it is brought by your spirit guides and guardian angels. Anything else is reflected back from whence it came. We wish it so, and therefore it is. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. Until then, you can just listen to me. James Redfield is the author of the New York Times bestseller, The Celestine Prophecies. And he says something truly beautiful is happening. And it is beautiful. And something is happening during these difficult times, which makes it extra special. The world is moving from receiving spiritual insights to actually living them. And we're seeing that all the time right now. In an effort to help a world gripped by hate, corruption on all sides, and growing waves of consciousness, this growing wave of consciousness is actually sweeping our planet, as multi-generations are again reading and passing the Celestine prophecies to others. So James is back with us in this part two because it's live. And he's going to be talking about why he's doing this second tour, what it is about his book that has reignited. Why now? Why here? Welcome to the show, James.
Thank you, Kathy. Nice to be with you.
Oh, we're so happy to have you back. So the last show we did together aired on April 21st, and it went by so quickly, and we weren't able to get to everything that we wanted to talk about. We decided to do this show live and open it up to callers. So I'm hoping that we get people who aren't too shy to call in and talk to you and ask you questions about some of the things that you're doing. So let's talk about why you think the message, let's first let me ask you, what is the message of the Celestine prophecies?
Well, first of all, it's a prophecy. And it's a sort of guided adventure that the reader goes on with the book. And it is a way to center in yourself, discover how the universe really works from a spiritual consciousness point of view, and then go forward and find this help and flow that the universe has for us. And the way that it's presented is that it prophesizes the kind of spiritual awakening that humanity can have. And at the same time, it shows a series of steps that each of us can have into this consciousness that's prophesized. So it is in my view, a roadmap. And it's something that I didn't make up. You know, this is not an enlightenment I received and giving to the world. It's a study of consciousness as it has developed and been developing in the world. So it's a kind of a scientific or quasi-scientific report on what we know about spiritual consciousness, about how to tune in to our intuitive intelligence, how to expect the gifts from the universe in mysterious coincidences, synchronicity, that are there to literally solve our problems and open up the world of our dreams, meaning a sense of mission that we're here to do as individuals that pushes the world further along a positive evolution into consciousness. So when we move into that in greater numbers, which I think is happening right now, what occurs is that we are manifesting this future that the book predicts. And it's pretty exciting for me to be out talking about this book again to really what amounts to three huge generations that are asking the larger questions again. And as you pointed out, this challenge of being sort of restricted in many ways has left us, especially with a lot of the interruption of our income, in a way where we have to move from kind of a way of getting security in the materialistic world to a way to find our security and our and breakthrough to our greatest journey in life, centered in a spiritual consciousness. So it's all working together. I would say, and we're ready to break out in a real way in the world.
You know, one of the things that I'm finding from the people who are sending me their dreams, they're sending me emails, they're sending me questions. One of the big questions, James, is they're saying, you know, I'm finding it very difficult to be alone with myself because we've always been distracted by our work, our relationships, going out partying, going out to dinner, always with people, and suddenly we're alone with ourselves. And there was, you know, I don't know about you, but when I was in my teenage years, I was always busy. I was either busy at school or I was busy with my social groups. I would come home, I'd be so exhausted, I would just plop into bed and go to sleep, get up the next day and do the same thing. Well, I'm getting these emails from teenagers who are saying things like, I keep having this recurrent dream and I've never dreamed before. And in these dreams, I keep carrying these really annoying people that are in my house. I've never seen these people in my house before, but in my dream, they're in my house. I carry them out, and my front doors are those seeing eye doors that open and close. And I throw them outside, and before the doors can close, they run back in. They run back in, they're behind me, and I can't find them again until they start to annoy me, and I try to throw them out. And suddenly, James, we are stuck in the house with ourselves. We're going beyond id, ego, and super ego, and we're connecting with our celestial selves in our dreams, and they are annoying us because we never really had to deal with them before. We never really had to deal with ourselves alone. We never had to be quarantined, as it were, with our thoughts, and suddenly we're seeing a big shift in what we're seeing, feeling, and dreaming, and that's having an impact on our life. Do you see this directly tying in with the resurgence of your book, The Celestine Prophecies?
Well, without a doubt, I think that, again, you know, you're great with meditation. You know, I advocate meditation. Because it centers you in yourself. So that's a process that's going on out there. I bet, first of all, there's more meditation going on in the world now across these three generations than ever before. And that elevates the world consciousness. But I think during this pandemic, there's a lot of prayer, meditation going on, and that centers us. And so, as you know, the greatest barrier to becoming a meditator is that you first have to be able to actually sit quietly with yourself. And that's difficult because, as you say, we were always projecting into the future, making plans, all this stuff, and to suddenly be in the now, which is all there really is. Mm-hmm. You know, it opens us up to the rest of our intelligence. It's a spiritual connection in my view, but out of this, you know, this intuitive urging towards some mission is what we ultimately feel. And as you point out so well, you know, our dreams, you know, it's that intelligence trying to, you know, get into our consciousness. You know, we wake up with a dream, and it's this little plot. Sometimes it's crazy, but it has a plot, you know. And I always like to interpret dreams by asking, okay, so there's, you know, somebody I'm throwing out the door, you know, in the dream, who am I throwing out the door, trying to throw out the door? Who am I trying to move past? You know, maybe all the chatter, those, you know, the chatter I used to have. You're trying to throw that out the door. But if you superimpose the plot of the dream on your own life, then you get insight into, okay, what are these characters in the dream? Who is acting that out in real life with me? And what should I do about it? What's the call to make a change in life?
And that, you know, brings us to something that you talk about in your book, which is intuition. You know, our dreams are our intuitive doors to the divine, to that area that we were in before we were born. We can reconnect through there. And so right now, when we're locked away with ourselves and our id ego and super ego and all the other people that are in there with us, our inner parents, our inner grandparents, our inner children, we start to have intuitive hits about our life mission, because it's possible we're not really living it. So, you know, what are your thoughts on what's going on right now in our life mission?
Well, I think that's exactly what we're starting to feel the urge toward. I know that, you know, for a long time, you know, I was writing the books, I was trying to get the information out, but I always wanted to create an online community around consciousness and the dialogue about consciousness, which is so important. You know, to have people that are also with you on the journey into greater consciousness. So I think that, you know, everybody's dream is coming to the surface, because once you slow down, you realize, you know, there's something else beyond just, you know, how we create a materialistic routine in life, you know, and taking care of our responsibilities and all that. There's something more going on, and it's that calling that we hear that, hey, we came here with a mission. And so yeah, I think people are feeling that, and you talk about it so very well, but it's acting on it now is where we are. I like to say that, you know, we're coming from insight, sort of an aha about, hey, we do really live in a spiritual world, you know, to the ability to step into and conduct our lives within this design that is the spiritual world we find ourselves in. And that's what I think we understand now. We're moving from insight to actual ability to move into high creativity along the lines of our intuitive mission, now greater than ever, in my view. And it's just very ironic that we're feeling all this while we're being, you know, looking out the front window of our living room, you know, at the world, getting ready to move into it again in a new way, in a more meaningful way.
You know, so we've made this shift from just talking the talk to now we have to actually walk that walk, and it's difficult because it's easy to talk it, but it's a whole different ball game when you got to get out there and actually do it, or do it within yourself first and then get out there and do it. You know, you talk about giving energy as a way of increasing synchronistic experiences. Can you kind of talk about that a little bit? What kind of synchronistic experiences?
Well, you know, there are meaningful coincidences that we can look backwards in our lives and say, well, what if I hadn't talked to this total stranger? I wouldn't have found out about this job I have. You know, what that was a mysterious coincidence that I had I got this job. People look back and say how they found their significant love interest, you know. It's mysterious how these things unfold, and it's not pure chance. You know, scientists and materialists want to say, well, this is pure chance. No, the universe is designed for us to have these guiding experiences to open up and achieve this sense of mission, develop, to get on a journey toward your mission. And everybody has one, and it's a truth to tell. You don't have to be famous or write a book or any of that. You just have to be cognizant of that mission. And synchronicity, you know, these chance, seem like chance, but these meaningful coincidences open up the world of our own journey and growth. You know, they happen, and they can happen faster once we get into alignment with how the universe is designed. It's not designed to just occupy ourselves in this materialistic world. You know, that's not what life is designed to be. And we're finally realizing by pursuing consciousness and spiritual connection, the world can open up for our destined journey to unfold. And that's a level of inspiration that really is our birthright.
Oh, it is. And one of the synchronicities that I'm seeing unfold now are that even though I'm not out in the community the way I was before, I'm meeting more people than I ever did before. And that's a synchronicity. I mean, I'm meeting people that I had met years and years ago, and suddenly now they're just coming back into my life. And it seems like I just kind of stumbled across them here or there. But the truth of the matter is the timing is correct. And so the doors and the pathways are all reconnecting. And I always like to use the word quantum entanglement. My husband goes, where did you come up with that word? But I love quantum entanglement. It's almost like if the world, the universe, our life is a pool of water, and each of us is a stone, as we're dropped in there, depending on how much splash we make, the larger the little ripples go out, and where they intersect is that entanglement. And we have the same thing, I believe, in dreams. We can dream entangled with each other and share dreams. And I do see that a lot in the emails that are coming in. So we've got to go to a break. We get so tied up in our conversations, they're so great. I end up blowing through the commercials every single time. And Bob has to come in and go, are we taking a break? So don't go away, everybody. We're going to be right back. You're listening to Dreaming Healing on DreamVision7Radio.com. And I'm your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, a.k.a. Kat. When we come back, I'm going to ask James to talk about life in heaven. So don't go away.
Ever had a strange dream? Nautilus Award winner, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases, by Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis and Duke University radiologist Dr. Larry Burke, forward by Dr. Bernie Siegel, shares how people like you self-advocated in the face of adversity and won using dreams. Read life-saving dream stories validated by medical reports. Hear how dreams of dead loved ones saved lives. Use interpretations and journaling as roadmaps in your waking world for health, wealth, and love. Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. Buy the audio and book at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com in English and Italian worldwide and through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other retailers.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than 1 million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. With over 350 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Cannabis, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
What if your dog, cat, or horse could help you with your love life? What would they suggest?
It's fun to think about and a wonderful way to conduct yourself. After all, animals know well how to love and invite us to love them unconditionally. That's a pretty great way to live life. Animals always communicate with our highest good as their central focus, even when sometimes we feel stymied or frustrated with their behavior. Visit laurarowleyhealer.com to book a workshop or private long-distance phone reading. Laura's readings and workshops help you find the part of you that's able to tune in and connect to your amazing animals. Laura Rowley believes we can all understand by listening differently. Book a workshop or private long-distance phone reading now by going to laurarowleyhealer.com. That's LAURARROWLEY healer.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to Dreaming Healing on DreamVision7Radio.com. I'm your host, Kat Cannabis, and we're discussing the Celestine Prophecies with author James Redfield. So before the break, we were talking about, sounds like we're having strange problems again. I have no idea what that was, but I think it's gone. Okay, so before the break, usually when we have radio shows like this with a lot of consciousness coming in, and we are inviting the spirit guides and guardian angels to be here with us, we get some strange background noises. So James, just before the break, we were going to talk about life in heaven, but even before we do that, I'd love for you to share with our audience how they can find you. And I see that we do have a caller, and as soon as you give out your information, we'll bring the caller on to see if their question maybe is about life in heaven.
Good. Well, the best place to find information about what we're doing is at CelestineVision.com. You can Google James Redfield or the Celestine Prophecy, and you'll see the website. And the most fun thing right now that we're doing is creating a community, an interaction community, a learning community, lots of talk, lots of support, especially now, around finding your dream and moving into this consciousness in alignment with how the world's designed, so you can find a synchronistic flow. That's the great herald for me, you know. Our birthright is to find this synchronistic flow guided by intuitive intelligence in pursuit of first clearing ourselves, moving into breaking through what's holding us back, and moving into the mission, the special truth we want each of us to tell in the world. So Celestine Vision is the best place to tune in there.
Great. You know, I always say life missions are like cats and or kittens and puppies. They choose us. We don't choose them. And so you just got to take them home because they're hanging on to you. So we do have a caller. We have one that is area code 501. Bob, do you want to bring them in?
Yeah, they're in.
Hi. Hi, Kat.
Hi. Hi. Welcome to the show. Do you want us to call you 501, or do you want us to call you by your name, which is?
Well, you can call me Karen.
Okay, so. Karen. Do you have a question for James?
Well, I just wanted to say that probably 20 years ago now, maybe, I'm thinking, I picked up a book called Celestine Prophecy, and I took it home, and I decided I was one of those days where I was going to read, but you know, read all day long. And I literally read that book in one day. I couldn't put it down. And then I've read it several times since then. And then I bought a case, and I gave them away as Christmas. And then I went through all the insights and just thought that this is some of the most wonderful stuff that has ever been published. And I just wanted to say thank you, James. I'm going to get in with your new group, your community that you've got going.
Great.
And, you know, really, you know, really get involved. And I'm so glad that you're getting everybody stirred up again, because I think that's going to be a great thing.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in. It's nice to hear from people who were touched by the book and love to get to know you personally. So, you know, it's a world where it's time to take action. You know, it's never been easier to break through the hurts and the other negative emotions that may be holding us back and moving into this love-based consciousness that is about the dream, you know, and about our, you know, centering in our life journey. And it's the most fun right?
Yeah, I mean, it's the truth. It's just that this latest thing that we're right in the middle of right now, or we're right in it. I don't know if we're in the middle of it or the beginning of it or getting close to the end yet.
Yeah.
But I think that there's been so many people that have surprised me at the things that they have stepped up and done to give for the sake of giving and not expecting anything in return. And that's the kind of energy that I love to foster, and even working with entrepreneurs and other business people, is that now is the time where we do what we need to do to make a difference. It's probably our purpose. We were not sent here for a good time. We were sent here for a mission, you know, but we have a good time because the ego loves that. So anyway, I just wanted to say thank you so much. You've really impacted my life for a long time now.
Well, you're quite welcome. I'm glad that you sent those books out to others. That's really the story of that book. It was just passed along by other people, because you know they felt called in the way that the book calls the reader. And it's very, very interesting how it all unfolded. But it, because all, you know, hand to hand, and that was a great experience for me to see, because it just proved what the book was about. People
have
this higher consciousness when they open up to it.
Did you channel all that information? Especially when you started really getting deep into the insights, was that, because I get messages, you know, and I have to write them down and sometimes wait for a while, but did you get it?
Well, I don't know if we might have lost her, but
she's back. Now she's gone. It's okay. She can hear us. It's technology. It's like an abusive relationship. You can't live with it or without it.
It's something, but you know, it is a special time. And one of the, you know, the third insight is I call these understandings of the way the world really works, you know, really works, is that giving amplifies our positive karma. I mean, you could prove it to yourself. It doesn't take very long to do it. If you become a giver and you really tune into who needs help and try to give them something, life changes, because you literally become lucky. And people say, oh, well, I don't know if that's really true or not, but I promise you, if you try that, just that, you'll be surprised how many people show up in your life to give to you, to give you a synchronicity, you know, pass along an opportunity for you to move forward in life. You know, it's the world's designed for that. That's what it's really all about, and we're just now stepping into it.
Here we are. Karen, thank you so much for giving us a call and asking your questions. I really appreciate them, and I'm going to make sure that when I write the article for this radio show, I'm going to put the links in it to join James's group, his new community, and it will be posted all over the place, especially on my Facebook page, and I'll send it to him too. And so I hope that you will join us there.
Let me clarify. The link we have is to be kept up to date. We're in the construction phase now, but it won't be long. It'll be open, so people who want to be notified can give us their email, and we'll keep you informed as we open up a couple of weeks probably.
Great. Okay, Karen, thank you so much for giving us a call. We have another caller, area code 203.
Hello?
Hi. Should we call you 203, or do you want us to call you by name?
You can call me by name, Taylor.
Taylor. Well, welcome to the show, Taylor. What's your question for James?
Thank you. Sure. My question for James is, do you foresee a 13th insight with the changes in today's world?
Well, it's very interesting. I think there are only 12 insights. And so over the four novels, you have covered these 12 insights, which are really new abilities in consciousness that we can move into. But I do have a new book that'll be coming out in next year, and it's about the integration process. In other words, what all do we need to know to live this at this higher super creativity level? I'm really having fun with it. I think it'll be interesting to a lot of people.
Great. Well, I think she's on mute.
Sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead. What do you want to say, James?
Oh, I just said that, the new book will be an insight, but it'll be an insight into how to live this higher consciousness. So the integration process, to make it easier, using the Enneagram, actually, if you want a secret look into it. But it's I believe we're learning how to break through the things that hold us back at more quickly, because we know how to do that. And, my other point I'll finish, which is, I'm really not making this up. I'm reporting what is being discovered by humanity. And you ask about living in heaven. And it's really an interesting story, because after I wrote The Celestine Prophecy, that was through 9 insights. And they said, well, you got to write another book. They're going to expect another book. And I said, well, I don't know if there's going to be a 10th insight. And that was when all of a sudden, I started to see that people were tuning in to all the information coming from near-death experiences, where people were describing life in the afterlife. And I realized that, hey, this is an insight. We're realizing that heaven is not just the place where, people play harps on clouds. It's a real culture. It's a real place that learning is going on. And people are determining which missions to help evolve planet Earth they're going to go on. So it's a thriving culture out there. And I think we do, and this is, again, the consensus of the near-death experience literature is that we do come with a mission. I mean, it's part learning, but we have to learn something to be able then to develop this truth that the world needs. And that's what we intend to do before we ever come. And I think there's actually a birth vision, where we have a vision of how it would go ideally, even with meeting souls that make agreements before they're both birthed in a particular generation. Mm-hmm. So all this is in the near-death experience literature of what people have observed. So it's pretty interesting when you start to look at the depth of the rich culture of learning and helping Earth consciousness evolve.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I so agree, and I have heard of those in the near-death experiences, and I had something very similar in the dream experience when, as a 3-time breast cancer survivor, again, the medical community had missed my recurrence, which was a 9 by 11 centimeter area. And everybody was going, how could they miss that? Well, they were supposed to. That's how they could miss it. That was part of what they were supposed to do, but I didn't realize that at the time. And I remember I went when the pathology reports finally confirmed the dreams that yes, the cancer was back. Those Franciscan monks who told me I had the cancer in the first time had come into the dreams and said it's back. After I had found out that it really was back, I went into the bedroom and I cried myself to sleep because I was sure I was going to die. I was sure, because I'd watched my mother die of recurrence, and I was sure there was no surviving it. And I dreamed that I woke up And those three monks were standing over my bed looking down at me. And I said, look, I know why you're here. I know I'm going to die. I got it. But you might want to warn God before I get up there because I got a really big bone to pick with him. I don't deserve this. And one of the monks started laughing and he said, Kat, don't you remember? And I said, remember what? He said, you said before you were born that you wanted to come down here onto the earth plane during a time when higher power, dreams, intuition, spirituality is all being locked away in a closet and science is being worshiped. And instead of science being a gift, it's being worshiped as a god. And you said you were going to show that science only goes so far and then comes God. We told you we'd be with you every step of the way. And I... we've got reverberation again. Bob fixed it. Gotta love Bob. So anyhow, I looked at him and I said, what was I smoking up there when I said that? And he just laughed and walked away. But what I learned from that dream is exactly what you're saying. I decided to do that before I was born. And so a lot of us down here who are going through very difficult times, what if you chose that difficulty? And what if this is part of your life purpose? So we've got to go for a break right now. Don't go away. We're going to come right back. You're listening to Dreaming Healing on syndicated DreamVision7Radio.com. And I'm your host, Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, aka Kat. And if you've got any questions, please call in. James is great at answering these questions.
What if dreams can diagnose your life? What if we can meet the love of our life in dreams? Join host Kat O'Keefe Cannabis, the number one internationally best-selling author of Dreams That Can Save Your Life, written with Duke University medical doctor Larry Burke. Dreaming Healing is where we'll explore dreams, research, and interpret dreams from you, the caller. Dreaming Healing shows can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern, with live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Come live your dreams out loud with Kat.
Ever had a strange dream? Nautilus Award winner, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases, by Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis and Duke University radiologist Dr. Larry Burke, forward by Dr. Bernie Siegel, shares how people like you self-advocated in the face of adversity and won using dreams. Read life-saving dream stories validated by medical reports. Hear how dreams of dead loved ones saved lives. Use interpretations and journaling as roadmaps in your waking world for health, wealth, and love. Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. Buy the audio and book at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com in English and Italian worldwide and through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other retailers.
Have you met your physician within yet? The Nautilus and multi-award-winning book, Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing, is a memoir that takes you down the rabbit hole of healing dreams and interpretations, mixed with conventional medicine and treatments. Listen to the hookah-puffing caterpillar ask, "Who are you?" Dr. Bernie Siegel says Kathleen's story is powerful, honest, and eye-opening. Surviving Cancerland, Intuitive Aspects of Healing by three-time breast cancer survivor Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Buy the book and audio at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers. Darkest hours to brightest moments. Transformation from despair to happiness. And chaos to clarity. Real people, real pain, real healing. Life-threatening illness, death, abusive relationships, divorce, and overcoming addiction are challenges these men and women faced head-on. See how they emerged stronger and happier. Buy the new book, Chaos to Clarity, Sacred Stories of Transformational Change by Reverend Patricia Caginello and Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis. Available on sacredstoriespublishing.com and worldwide through Amazon and other retailers.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, everyone, to Dreaming Healing on DreamVision7.com. And I'm your host, Kat O'Keefe Canavis, and I'm here with James Redfield. And we have another caller. James, are you ready to take the call? Absolutely. Before we do that, give our audience the information on how they can find you one more time, because we're coming Great. Up to the end of the show really fast.
The book we're talking about is The Celestine Prophecy. You can find me on a website, CelestineVision.com, where we talk about living at this level of consciousness. If you're interested in an online community, we're building one to talk about all this stuff. So, it's a place there where you can register and get all the information about what's upcoming. So.
Okay, great. Okay, so caller three. Bob, you want to bring caller three on for us? Hello?
Yeah, should be in. 570 area code, hello.
Hello.
Hi, caller. What do you want us to call you? Caller three or?
You can call me Teresa.
Okay, hi, Teresa. Do you have a question for James? Pat.
Yes. You know, I was listening to Karen a few minutes ago talking about how she read this book so many years ago, and so did I. And I picked up a copy again to read it, and I am really impressed with the timing of this book coming into my hands again, because I feel like we are in a time of great awakening, let's say. And I feel like that's going on at a lot of different levels around the world, you know, and I think that something you said earlier about coronavirus keeping us isolated and with ourselves, literally with ourselves, we have a chance to do that inner work and that inner awakening. So I guess I wanted to ask James, I believe that this is divinely timed, but I want to get your perspective on this reawakening of your book at this great awakening time in history.
Well, thank you for calling in. I appreciate the question. I think, again, it's a new time in the world because there's never been more meditating going on, more asking the big questions across three generations, and especially now as we're restricted. And, you know, if you look at what happens in meditation, we sit with ourselves, we calm the chatter of our brains, all the stuff that we've learned to demand of ourselves, and we have to let it go, let all that go in silence and aloneness with ourselves. And that opens up the whole spiritual connection. We just intend to have, you know, feel love. That's our power emotion. It's the emotion that sets us free from all the other eruptions of the lower emotions. We can, when we're centered in our journey, we're centered, able to be quiet and hear our intuitive intelligence. And what happens with that is that we are urged to do something, talk to a stranger, research something on the computer, call that old friend. And if we act on these urges, not just dismiss them as a random thought, but act on them. This is our guidance. And if we act on them, what happens is that we put ourselves in a place where we find a mysterious coincidence helping us. So, you know, if people are debating atheism and this kind of materialistic life, you know, if we're being helped in this dimension, helped through these mysterious coincidences that are wanting us to find solutions to what's holding us back, to move into our real authentic journey in life, all that's happening at this higher level of consciousness. So it's here, and that we're being constricted, I think, along with you, no doubt it has put us in a place where we can be quiet and really seek a spiritual connection. If the world, what other time in the world do we need more spiritual connection? Because the whole engine is helping. That's what our journey is about. How do we help others? And you get intuitive directions about that. If everybody was doing that at once, all our problems could be solved on this planet. So that's how important this time is, because we're finally taking that spiritual breakthrough and connection seriously to go as far with it as we can. And it's pretty exciting to see.
Yeah, so, I'm in agreement with you there. Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Teresa. And we've actually come to the end of our show. James, I just want to thank you so much for being on the show with us today. We had great callers, and your information is so important.
Well, thank you. And listen, thanks for your show. I mean, what you do is open people up to this centeredness. And, you know, you have a real gift with the way you talk about dreams and opening up to intuitive guidance. And so congratulations to you. So
thank you. Thank you. So I want to thank all of our listeners for making Dreaming Healing such a great success. And remember, if you want to join the second book that Sacred Stories Publishing and I are doing together, and I'm hoping that James Redfield is still going to be writing the foreword for it. We'll have to see after this show.
Absolutely.
Great. Go to sacredstoriespublishing.com and look for book projects. We would love to have your story in there. This show will be blogged on Pathios, Above and Beyond the Five Senses, and Biz Catalyst 360, Living Your Dream. Until next time, remember, everybody dreams, but some dreams save lives.
Thank you for joining us this evening, and a big thanks to our producer. Tune in next time to Dreaming Healing for more cutting-edge research, live dream interpretations, and stories with radio host and award-winning author Cat O'Keefe Canavas. Listen every Tuesday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time with call-in live shows on the first and third evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Remember, everyone dreams, but some dreams save lives. Live your dreams. Find more about Kat at KathleenO'KeefeCannabis.com. That's Kathleen with a K. O-K-E-E-F-E-K-A-N-A-V-O-S. Or the Queen of Dreams on Google search.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.